from the Ohio News Network. This is the ONN Daily Podcast.
It is Tuesday, March 5th, 2024. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Kate Burdett. A man was booked into a Kentucky jail last night, accused of kidnapping a five-year-old girl from the Pleasantville area, about 30 miles southeast of Columbus in Fairfield County. ONN's Andrew Kinsey has more.
The Fairfield County Sheriff's Office was called to a home on a report of a missing child. John Beckman, a friend of the family who had been staying there, was also missing. Beckman and the girl were found 4 hours later near Elizabethtown, Kentucky. We're told the girl was taken to an area hospital to be checked out. I'm Andrew Kinsey.
The body of a missing 14-year-old girl from Troy, north of Dayton, was recovered on Sunday. ONN's Parker Testa reports.
Ellie Carter was last seen January 31st and reported missing 2 days later. A kayaker found Carter's body in the Great Miami River in Troy Sunday afternoon. A vigil was held for Carter Sunday evening.
She's not going to be forgotten. There's a lot of people out here didn't know Ellie, but it's all about coming together.
An autopsy is expected to take 8 to 12 weeks to figure out how Carter died. Parker Testa, ONN.
In suburban Cleveland, a 23-year-old man from Brunswick has been arrested, accused of assaulting a baby who court records show was less than 1 month old at the time. More from ONN's Dave James.
Court documents show that James Smith was arrested and charged with felonious assault in connection with injuries to his 28-day-old baby 2 weeks ago. The baby suffered injuries including skull fractures, which resulted in seizures. Smith posted his $100,000 bond yesterday and was ordered no contact with the victim or the victim's mother. He's due back in court to be arraigned on Thursday. Dave James, ONN News.
Over the weekend, Stellantis fired 341 workers at the Toledo Jeep assembly plant, just months after thousands at that plant were on strike. ONN's Andre Norrells has reaction from workers there.
One of those things that we're fighting for was to roll over temporary workers into full-time employees. But now some of those same workers are finding out they're out.
To wake up on a Sunday morning to get that call, it's a little devastating.
I cried all day.
It's a robocall. It's a computer that's telling you you're terminated.
The company says in a statement in part, quote, following an operational review and to ensure compliance with contractual commitments, the company is reducing the number of supplemental employees across much of our U.S. footprint. I'm Andre Norrells in Toledo.
The CDC says Ohio is one of only five states categorized right now with a very high designation in terms of flu cases. Dr. Claudia Hoyen is a pediatric infectious disease specialist with University Hospitals in Cleveland.
If you get the flu shot, even if you get the flu, you're not going to spread as much as you would. And also, it really decreases the hospitalizations.
She says the mild winter could be playing a role in the flu outbreak this year, with fewer cold days and more people out and about. A bill to require coverage for cancer biomarker testing is in committee in the Ohio House. ONN's Eric Brown has details.
House Bill 24 would make it so the testing is covered by Medicaid or a health benefit plan. Biomarkers are found in blood or other bodily fluids or tissues and can be used to see how well the body would respond to a disease or condition. The House is in session again next month. Eric Brown, ONN News.
A popular railroad attraction in Akron is shutting down temporarily. ONN's Christy Paul in Cleveland explains.
The Cuyahoga Valley Scenic Railroad, according to its website, the trains will be shutting down as of this Friday through May 2nd. They're doing this to upgrade safety and operating procedures. CVSR says those customers who have purchased tickets, if you've done so, for rides or onboard events during that time, you will be notified of the cancellations and you will be offered a full refund.
The railroad has faced numerous challenges over the past few years, including shutdowns during the pandemic, as well as erosion concerns near the path of the tracks. Many Ohio cities are in the path for the total eclipse of the sun on April 8th, and people from outside the state are flocking here to see it. ONN's Tracy Townsend reports.
Haven Thor, the communications manager for North America at Airbnb, says new data shows one major city in northern Ohio is topping the list when it comes to Airbnb bookings.
Cleveland ranks amongst the most booked destinations in all of North America for the solar eclipse. In fact, we saw over a 600% surge across the entire state of Ohio.
Expect to pay more if you plan to book one. I'm Tracy Townsend.
And the Ohio State Buckeyes started spring football practice today as they get ready for the annual spring game on April 13th. ONN's Adam King has more with the head coach.
Ryan Day talking, and just like Buckeye Nation, he's excited to get back to work.
Different guys are in different phases of their career, and so individually each guy has different things that they're working on. It was a good first day, good energy, but no pads on, so not much to report.
Inside the Woody Hayes Athletic Center, Adam King.
Special thanks to our television affiliates, WKYC in Cleveland, WTOL in Toledo, and WBNS in Columbus for their contributions to today's podcast. I'm Kate Burdett on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.